Welcome back. Let's turn to House District 21, where Jean Brokaw is the Republican challenger and Representative Harry Crawford is the Democratic incumbent. Opening statements, we're going to start with Mr. Brokaw.
Thank you. My name is Jean Brokaw. I'm running for District 21 State House. My objectives are energy independence. They are very prominent in our minds these days. I want to promote new jobs. I want no new taxes. In fact, I think we're a bit overtaxed in this state, not directly, but indirectly through prices. I would like to limit the budget, and I would like to work for safe streets, streets that you don't have to be concerned about injury or being attacked or any number of other things. I believe in adequate police and fire forces to help protect us.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for KAKM for having us once again. It seems almost like a habit that we show up here every couple of years. Over this last 2 years, we've done some really good work in the legislature. I've ignored party lines to work together with other Democrats and Republicans alike to get a lot of real forward and positive things done in the legislature. Not only do we have one, but we have two companies working on getting us a gas pipeline now. I think that's a direct result of the AGEA legislation. We have fair tax for our oil now. We also got $25 million into the Fire Island Wind Farm project and an alcohol ID bill to try to make it harder for repeat offenders to offend. I believe that we've made some real headway by working together rather than the partisanship that we've seen before.
Thank you, Ms. Representative Crawford. It's your opportunity to ask a question of your opponent.
Thank you. Mr. Brokaw, over the last few weeks, we've shown up at several of these forums, and most of the time you say that you agree with me on my stands on renewable and alternative energy, but you've said repeatedly that you don't agree with the Fire Island Wind Farm project. And I was wondering why that is, and you say that you like the Susitna Dam project, that you want to revive that rather than do the Fire Island Wind project. So I'd like for you to explain your stance there.
Certainly. Thank you for the question. Wind power on a limited basis, when you compare the cost to diesel generation, is very attractive. But wind power, as opposed to hydropower, is very expensive. In fact, it's approximately 50% more costly than natural gas generation. I do favor wind power, but not for a large community like Anchorage.
Your rebuttal, sir.
Thank you. You know, I'm afraid that you just don't understand the bigger picture here. The Susitna project, at the very soonest, would be about 10 years down the road, and more likely 15 to 20 years down the road before it could be completed. Now, Fire Island, we can get that done and have it online by 2010. And had we actually started the Fire Island Wind Project, and I mean 5 years ago when I first started sponsoring that legislation, would be cheaper today than the gas-fired generation that we have today. I know that the gas is going to continue to go up. That wind is free forever. Once you get the infrastructure in place, you've got free energy from that point forward.
Mr. Brokaw, 15 seconds.
Yes. I will say that had we done it years ago, it would have been more cost-effective. But this is today, not a number of years ago. And right now, the cost of gas-fired generation is about 10 cents per kilowatt hour wind generation is approximately 15. Therefore, I do not support it for a large community such as Anchorage.
Okay, Mr. Brokaw, it's your opportunity to question Representative Crawford.
Yeah, Mr. Crawford, we have spent a number of hours considering parental controls and parental permissions. In today's world, you cannot serve in the military until you're 18 years old. You cannot get married until you're in that same vicinity without parental consent. You have to have parental consent for all medical procedures except for abortions. And, sir, you voted against that. Would you explain your position?
Thank you. What I'd like to say about that is that I was in favor of a parental notification bill that would have actually met with constitutional muster. The Supreme Court had already struck down the parental consent. Now, it was obviously going to die at the Supreme Court level. So I thought that it, had we done the parental notification, then that was something that would have actually gone into law. But that wasn't an option that was given to me.
Mr. Brokaw.
Okay. That being said, that was not an option, and you did vote against parental consent. And I feel that that was an important issue. I do happen to be a right-to-life person, and that is one of my things.
Your final thoughts on this, Mr. Crawford, you have 15 seconds.
Well, you know, it's a very tough issue, and I thought that parental notification would have been the right way to go on that issue, but it was never taken as a compromise, you know, so we weren't able to vote on parental notification rather than parental consent.
Thank you, sir. It'll be my opportunity to ask a couple of questions. I'm going to start with Mr. Brokaw. What is the number one issue facing your district?
There are several. Cost of energy is a large one. Our district, along with a number of others, are looking at a considerable hike in the price of natural gas, which we heat our homes with. We're already faced with a high cost of fossil fuels to operate our vehicles. That, I think, is probably one of the most challenging things that we face today, both in my district and a number of others.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Crawford.
I think that opportunity for our citizens is the most critical issue that's facing us today, and a way that we can bring a better opportunity for Alaskans is to give our kids a better basis in education, in not only classroom but vocational and technical training as well, and after that the apprenticeship and university systems. All of that needs to be enhanced. We've got a huge dropout problem. I think by giving kids a better start at the pre-K and K through 3 basis, you know, with smaller class sizes, a better basis to work from, we'll have better education all the way through. We'll be able to see the benefits of a better education, a more solid education base. All the way through.
Let's stick with education, and I'll ask you a question, and that is, education is still the largest item in the budget, right?
Right.
Are we getting our money's worth?
I think that there's always room for improvement. And to go back to the class size, I'm going to try to put forward an initiative to bring class sizes down to 15 for the first K through three grades. Also, Les Guerra had a bill to fund pre-K education. Those are the ways, I think, to get a better bang for our buck, because it'll carry through all the way through a child's education.
Mr. Brokaw.
Yes, thank you. I do believe that smaller class sizes will help, but I believe our education begins far before that time. We need some parental education that takes place before preschool, much less before K through 12. I do believe that we have been spending monies for the infrastructure of our school system and shortcutting somewhat in our curriculum, and I believe that's a change that needs to be made.
Okay, now we'll go to our closing statements, and Mr. Brokaw will lead.
Thank you, KAKM, for the opportunity to present my views to the public. I'm Gene Brokaw, District 21 candidate for State House. I believe that we have many things that need to be changed in our government, and I'm here to work on precisely that, and I would like your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we'll turn finally to Representative Crawford for his closing statement.
Thank you, Michael. And once again, thank you to KAKM for having us for four terms. This has been a joy. I love being a part of the decision-making process. We've done some real good work. I'd like to continue on in that vein. If I could wiggle my nose, if I were king for a day, the one big thing that I would do, if I could just have one bill to pass this next session, would be the HJR 28 that we supported. I was one of the co-sponsors of it last session. I've been a sponsor of it since I've been in the legislature in various forms, but to turn the constitutional budget reserve into an endowment, take the surplus that we had this year, put it into an endowment that will provide us a stream of revenue for the generations to come. It'd be like finding a Caperic-sized oil field that would never run dry. Thank you, and I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.